you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. If you were tuned in yesterday, you know we have two special guests back for more. It was kind of exciting to get to know these two new friends a little better, and sometimes it happens in the studio. You meet up with someone, you say, hey, I'd love to have you come in and share some of your faith journey or some of the music ministry you're involved in or the book you've recently written. And as you have a little time before you begin the broadcast, you talk and you're like, wow, I didn't know that about you. And that happened yesterday as
pretty
I got to know both Craig and Nathan Gates, and they live and reside in the Bloomington area. Craig, as we mentioned yesterday, has seven children, and Nathan is his first son after five daughters. And then what's your younger brother's name, Nathan?
Caleb.
Caleb, give us a little shout out for your younger brother.
Well, actually, he was part of the group for a while with New Legacy. He played the dobro, but he since got married and had a kid, and so he decided to just stay home.
Okay.
He played the what?
The dobro. It's kind of a lap guitar.
It's a dobro.
Oh, right. A lap guitar. Okay.
Right. It's got a different sound. You'll hear it kind of in some of those.
Technically, it's called a resonator guitar.
Oh, thank you. I don't know that either.
It's kind of the bluegrass version, I guess, of a steel guitar.
Okay.
And speaking of bluegrass, by way of introduction, why don't we lead off with a song from your CD, New Legacy, One Day at a Time, and this is the sixth song on the CD. Give us a little promo for the song as we play it as your introduction.
As we were trying to figure out the title of the CD and a song for Dad to sing lead on, it kept sticking in my mind. I was like, I don't really like those old songs. Some of those old songs were weird, and I couldn't figure them out as a kid. And so then I heard, then for some reason, I was driving home one night, and this song came to my mind. And I was like, well, this is a good one. Dad, do you know this song? Oh, yeah, I know that song. It's an old classic. I'll do that. And, of course, that has been one song that we've gone up on stage, and everybody knows it. Everybody sings the words along with us. Dad does a great job singing on it. And it has...
Wait, say that again. I think he likes to hear that. How's your dad do on that song?
He does all right.
Okay.
But he does a song, and as we decided, let's call the CD that, and as we've worked on the song and worked on the project and got the CD out, it made more sense, especially in today's age of what's going on. We literally have to take it one day at a time. Mm. We can't look too far in the future because it's just discouraging.
It's a good
word. And so it really kind of stuck. It was obvious a setup of God to... say, this is what I want you to do. This is a song. This is a CD. And so
here's New Legacy, One Day at a Time, on their CD titled One Day at a Time.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's course now and then, pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time, one day.
That's a great song, great lyrics. And so, in case you're just tuning in, we have Craig and Nathan Gates in the studio with us. And Craig has been singing for 30, 40, 50 years, many years since he was a young man. Still a young man with a big heart. And he and his family of seven children were part of the Gates family gospel singers years ago. And as many of the daughters got married and sons got married, the ministry, as far as the family, took on a new shape. And I think, did you head that up, Nathan, the idea of a more bluegrass gospel group called New Legacy?
Well, when I was younger, we did more Southern gospel stuff. And my sister played the piano, and my other sister played bass. And so that was kind of the sound that we all had in the setup. And I was more, that's when I first started learning how to play the mandolin, was my first instrument. And then I moved to banjo because Dad strummed the banjo, and that's not how you're supposed to play.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you do.
But
don't
so,
tell Grandpa Jones that now. Yeah.
So I learned more banjo, guitar, mandolin, things like that. So I was more in the bluegrass style. And then there was a time where we transitioned over and did more live instrumentation. So we'd go to a lot of bluegrass festivals and stuff and learn that. So that was kind of more of where I fell in line. And so I wanted to do more of that live instrumentation. So that's where the bluegrass gospel for the group came to be.
And we've set up Gonna Be Movin'. That'll demonstrate some of that bluegrass sound and
the
arrangement. We'll have that in just a few minutes here.
Yeah.
But being a Testimony Tuesday, we always love to honor people's faith journeys, and it's usually an encouragement for all of us to hear how God has single-handedly worked uniquely in individuals' lives. So, Craig, could you give us one of those elevator views? This one's going to be on the Sears Tower, so it's a long elevator ride up. If you were going to have just a few minutes with somebody to say how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, how did it begin? Was it parents? Who was influential?
I'll try to make this real short. My dad was a truck driver. His company transferred him to Bloomington. So we as a family, of course, had to come along. And so when we arrived in Bloomington, I started attending the church. They had a good outreach to the youth. And so we had youth meetings every weekend. And one weekend I went, and every week they would preach about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I came home at night. I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep. I had a bedroom in the basement. And finally, I'd heard the gospel story for so many times, I just got out. I knew why I couldn't sleep. I needed Jesus. And so I knelt by my bedside down in my basement bedroom, prayed and asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins, come into my heart and save me. And
how
I got
old
up.
Were you at this point?
This was about 16 years old.
16 years old.
I was 16.
Okay.
And went right to sleep. I know it sounds very simple, but I had been told this every weekend for probably at least 6 months. And I knew what I needed, and the Lord just saved me. And then I went ahead and graduated school the next year, felt the Lord leading me to go to a Bible college. So I went 4 years to Bible college, and I came home, and I got active in the church. And the Lord also at this time was leading me into what I should do for work for my life. I got a job during college on the Christmas vacation and summer vacation with an electrician in town, and God was developing in me a trade that I could make a living at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that worked. But I got busy. We started having children. I had a ministry at a nursing home. and we started, got the opportunity to start traveling and doing ministry as the children grew, and we got more of them. And throughout my life, I've tried to stay busy for the Lord, doing everything that the Lord would let me do. I pastored a church for a short time as an intern pastor. We traveled extensively almost every weekend on the road, ministering at churches and revivals for about 20 years as the kids grew up.
And that's the singing group that you
have? This is a singing group, mm-hmm. Yes. We homeschool our children so we could come and go, and I was self-employed so we could kind of set our own hours. And we've just been busy ever since doing whatever the Lord would let us do. And we traveled with an evangelist in a full-time ministry for a short time. He would go. I would carry the tent. We drove a bus where we all lived. We pulled the big trailer with a big tent. We'd set a big tent up on an empty lot and have the old-style tent revival meetings. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go pull the trailer underneath the tent, and that would be our stage that we'd stand on and sing, and he would preach. And he was the old-style fire and hellfire and brimstone preacher, mm-hmm. and we loved him to death and had a great time with the years of that. And then we traveled doing Southern gospel, mostly Southern gospel music, some traditional as the children grew and learned instrumentation. We got more into live music. And so we kind of mixed them up, Southern gospel with some soundtracks and then some live music. Now the kids are all grown and gone. Moved. I have one up in Iowa. I have one up in Indiana. I have one down in St. Louis. They're all around, and they're all busy for the Lord. I have one in St. Louis that sings with a group down there. I have one up in Indiana that's trying to deal with her twins, but she's very active mm-hmm. in the church and in the music ministry at their church. And got a couple around close by me that they're active, giving music lessons. And, of course, my son works for me, and he has his own group. And then I've got a younger son that he's not part of a group right now. He's very busy. He still is in music, though. He does piano tuning and sales and such like. So he's still in the music. So we just thank God for the opportunities he has given us. You know, when we started this all out, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know how to be a dad. I didn't know how to be a minister. I didn't know how to be a singing family. But God just gave us the wisdom and the knowledge and the guidance to do what he had us to do.
Wow. And that fits so well with yesterday's verse on Memorization Monday, the James 1:5. Yeah. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast, we had both Craig and Nathan Gates in the studio, and they were sharing some of their story and their music ministry and where God has them, along with talking about this James 1:5. So that's kind of neat how that ties back to today's program. Mm-hmm. And today's program also is archived at greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org. So if you miss it, or you want to copy and paste it into an email and send it on to a friend, you can listen to it at any time. So, wow, God's been at work for many years. And I want to point out that Craig has been volunteering with Great News Radio. He's helped get papers, the Prime Lifetimes papers, distributed to the Carlock Family Restaurant. And he also called the manager and the owner of Bandana's Barbecue and got that all set up for me. So we have papers there, and he's very willing to help get the word out about Great News Radio and the ministry. And in Tri-Valley Baptist Church, you have papers there. And Pastor Ron said, sure, we're happy to have the papers here. And thank you for introducing me when you had a concert there a few weeks ago with the Wanda Mountain Boys, I believe
yes.
it was.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, it was great to be introduced. And I got to go to everyone that showed up that night and handed them a Prime Lifetimes paper, a Great News
nice.
Radio program guide, and smooze with all of them. So it was a great evening. So.
Well, I'm just pretty taken with your all's energy, Nathan and Craig. I mean, both of you, your whole family, you it's like things must be easy for you to have all this energy. I
well,
love it.
When we traveled with that tent minister, he was death on anything that was just dead time, dead air time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he used to give the expression, and I'll say this. He said, I'd rather see a man stand up and spit a good far off instead of just seeing water dribble out of his mouth and drop
oh
off of his head.
Oh, my goodness, that's the down-home statement.
Well, they say it's better to burn out than rust out.
That's
so
right.
He wanted
right.
you active
that's
and moving.
Right.
Well, we're going to play the song before we have Nathan share a little of his testimony. It's off their CD, One Day at a Time. It's by New Legacy. And the song is Gonna Be Moving.
Gonna old world's no place for living. Not enough cares and not enough giving. Sometimes clouds of sin and sorrow hide the way. But this life of stormy weather ain't gonna be my home forever. Gonna be moving one of these days. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
Troubles and cares are never gonna find me. I'm gonna be moving. Sickness, toil, or dying. Joy awaits me in my mansion far away. When I rest from all my labor, Lord's gonna be my next door neighbor. Gonna be moving one of these days. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
Troubles and cares are never gonna find me. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving one of these days.
Troubles and cares are never gonna find me. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving one of these days.
I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving one of these days.
All right, everyone, were your feet tapping? Were you snapping your fingers? Were you up moving around? It's a great song to get you into a Tuesday, and we appreciate both Craig and Nathan Gates being here in the studio yesterday for Memorization Monday and for today, Testimony Tuesday. New Legacy is the group. That was one of their songs off their CD, One Day at a Time. Nathan, we're going to have you share a little of your faith journey, but if somebody says, gosh, I love those two songs that you aired today, how would they get in touch with you or purchase a copy?
They could go to our website, newlegacymusic.com, or they could track us down on Facebook at New Legacy Music and just look up the information there. We've got the CD available. Also, we do have it on your streaming radio sites, too, iHeartRadio and all the different ones. You can order our product there as well. So we've got that music. We do have Christmas albums and several other albums if they're interested in that. So,
mm-hmm. newlegacymusic.com. newlegacymusic.com, and you might periodically hear Nathan's voice. He did a couple different little radio announcements, and it's fun to share their music ministry with you. We do have a few of their songs on our playlist, so be listening for them. Well, Nathan, your father just shared some of his faith journey, and I would think that you're a part of him modeling Christ to you and being involved in this music ministry. But what was your own personal faith journey? How did you come to know Jesus in a personal way?
Well, as he previously said, we traveled with a tent evangelist, and that evangelist one night in June, we had it's kind of a going thing. Whenever you set up a tent, it's either raining or it's super hot out.
Yeah, that's right. Murphy's Law of tent making.
And so we were there in revival that week of Father's Day in June down in southern Missouri. So it was real good and warm, and that was the night he preached about what would happen after 60 seconds after you die. And he talked about the lost will go to hell and, you know, being unsure of that and being raised in that. That was the night I went into the bus with my parents and knelt down at the couch and asked God to save me at that point. And so then really learning, you know, just living in a Christian family, knowing what to say, knowing what to do, going to church. That's just what you did. It really didn't start to become a real solid understanding how God worked in my life until much later in my late 20s that I realized that it was a bigger picture. Right, some of the stuff we just hear in songs, what a day that will be, totally took a different meaning. And then there's a song that is on our CD, too, that's called The Middleman. And it was a song I always heard my older sister sing. And we've redone that on the CD. And it's I love that man in the middle because he first loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it totally changes the meaning now in my life after going through some valleys of, you know, we've all experienced our valleys and our mountaintops. We can't appreciate our mountaintops unless we're in the valleys. And sometimes I've heard some gospel songs where it talks about the in-between places, too. So that's where it started for me. And then later on in life, I've kind of grown into that, knowing what to say and then having experienced it yourself personally versus.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part of that sanctification, that process of growing and developing.
Yeah.
You know, when we accept Christ into our heart, for many of us, we're maybe naive on some of the biblical truths or doctrine, or really growing into that steadfast understanding exactly what Jesus did on our behalf. Most of us all recognize we're sinners, we're fallen, we need something, but to mature in that understanding, to surrender, you know, our lives to the Lord Jesus, to have Him not just our Savior, but our Lord, our Master, you know, and church isn't just a Sunday thing. It's Monday through Saturday and Sunday. And we would just pray and ask that if you haven't entertained the idea of having a relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a verse that says, draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. God delights in you. He fashioned you. He created you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. And it's as simple as just calling out to Him, recognizing that you're fallen, that you've sinned like all of us, that you need a Savior, and Jesus is the Savior of the world, and He will welcome you, He will embrace you, He will care for you, and He'll help you understand this great life that God wants to live out in and through you. So may you call on Him today. And there is an 800 number you can call. There are people that will talk about what it means to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, how you can trust the Bible, what it means to become a Christian. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.